Hello. Welcome to Everyday English. We have been considering the choice of appropriate tense forms when we use verbs of saying in the first part of a sentence. The verbs include
say, promise, ask, know,
tell, claim, demand, threaten.
If any of these verbs is used in the past tense, the verbs following are also in the past tense. For example,
they knew that the office opened at 7.
They knew that the office opened at 7. Knew and opened. Both verbs are in the past tense.
He threatened that he would set the house on fire if they did not do what he asked for.
He threatened that he would set the house on fire if they did not do what he asked for. Threatened, would set, did not do, asked for. All these are in the past tense. The verbs agree in tense.
I explained to them that it would be most unfair to pay for the books.
I explained to them that it would be most unfair to pay for the books. Explained would be most unfair. Past tense. We do not normally say,
he threatened that he will set the house on fire if they do not do what he asks for.
And we know why this sentence is unusual. The first verb is a verb of threatening or saying, followed by the word that. It introduces a report. And since it is in the past tense, we would expect all other verbs in the sentence to be in the past tense too. This is not what happens here. Here's another unusual sentence.
I explained that it will be most unfair to pay for the books.
I explained that it will be most unfair to pay for the books. The sentence is unusual because the verb of saying in the past tense is followed by will, which is not in the past tense. Here's a short dialogue.
Come in.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Fine. And you?
Not much to complain about.
Were you going out?
Yes. The Abbeys are giving a reception. I promised I would go to help them get the place ready. You look surprised. I thought they invited you as well.
No.
They probably didn't know you were in town.
Probably not. But that is not why I am surprised. Did you tell them I had invited you out?
I thought we were going out tomorrow.
Check from your diary.
Ah, you are right. Forgive me, Kofi. I promise it will never happen again.
You once promised this sort of thing would never happen again.
I'm sorry, Kofi. I completely forgot that I had a date with you.
Thank you. Now, let's have a look at some of the sentences again.
I promised I would go to help them get the place ready.
I promised I would go to help them get the place ready. Ajo did not say, promised I will go. The first verb of saying is in the past. Hence the choice of the form would instead of will.
I promised I would go to help them get the place ready.
Here's another sentence.
I thought they had invited you.
I thought they had invited you. Observe that she did not say, I thought they have invited you. She said, I thought they had invited you. Both thought and had are past tense forms. Now, listen to these sentences and observe the tense agreement between the verbs.
Did you tell them I had invited you out?
Did you tell I had invited you? Both are past tense forms. Did you tell them I had invited you out? And please don't say, did you tell them I have invited you out?
I thought we were going out tomorrow.
I thought we were going out tomorrow. Thought and were are both past tense forms. I thought we were going out tomorrow. And not.
I thought we are going out tomorrow.
Adjo says,
I promise it will never happen again.
I promise it will never happen again. Promise is in the present tense. We expect subsequent auxiliary verbs to be in the present. Will is in the present. It would have been wrong to say,
I promised I would go to help them get the place ready. You look surprised. I thought they invited you as well.
No.
They probably didn't know you were in town.
Probably not. But that is not why I am surprised. Did you tell them I had invited you out?
I thought we were going out tomorrow.
Check from your diary.
Ah, you are right. Forgive me, Kofi. I promise it will never happen again.
You once promised this sort of thing would never happen again.
I'm sorry, Kofi. I completely forgot that I had a date with you.
Thank you both. Now, listeners, that's all there's time for. Have a good day. Goodbye.